Hey, everybody, it's Paulie Mack here from the Murph and Mack Morning Show, getting ready to talk to Steve Moskowitz, good friend and podcast sponsor. Steve, can you help me make some sense of the AB-150? What is it and what does it mean?
AB-150, passed July 16th, 2021, effectively gives business owners the ability to deduct their state income taxes on their federal return. But you have to be an entity like an S-Corp. So if you're a sole proprietor, what you want to do is talk to us about becoming an S-Corp. And then what happens is you get to pay the taxes at the corporate level, which are deductible. You don't pay a penny more in state taxes. This is a big, big deal. So if you're a sole proprietor, talk to us about becoming an S-Corp. If you're already an S-Corp, then you need to talk to us about making a selection.
Wow, this is a nice opportunity, Steve. The AB-150 is just one of the things Steve can help you with. Call in today at 1-888-TAX-DEAL, 1-888-TAX-DEAL, or visit him online at MoskowitzLLP.com.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Welcome to Paulie's Podcast.
You know, I've been thinking about this. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hey, everybody, we're back on the Paulie Mack Podcast, getting things started on a brand new day. A brand new day in the lives of Paulie Mack, Shannon Kaler, Creative Tony. Calendar on the wall, boys, says it is 3-24-22. 3-24-22. Kales, Tones, boys, the floor is yours. How are we?
Can we talk about Billy Joel?
Nah, that's too early.
No. Why do I have to go back there? I'm getting enough of that on my own show, Eminem
look,
show.
I was listening to your program, and there was a lot of praise for Billy Joel.
A little too much praise.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No me gusta.
By the way, I also wanted to tell
Paulie. You and me, finally, buddy, stand alongside me proudly.
I agree. No, we're all in.
And I'm looking at Davey because he's still in the Navy.
I appreciate his contribution to American pop culture.
Right.
I do.
I'm not a fan. He's written a couple of good songs.
I'm not a fan, but I appreciate his contribution. Yeah. He's an American artist that we... But
he's American.
Seriously, there's so many artists from the UK and from Europe and stuff.
There's other American artists, though, I go to before I go to Bill.
But we have to cherish the American artists and also stand behind them.
Is he really an artist at this point?
Yes, dude. Come on. You know. What I want to say is, first of all, Paulie, you got to watch Ted Lasso, dude.
Well, I got a lot of other commitments. Nah, you know, I can easily say many things.
It's only a half an hour commitment. The show's a half an hour.
So how do I respond to this with you should have been watching Ozark season 3.
I've seen Ozark season 3.
Have you seen the conclusion with the thing?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
There's too many shows.
Before anybody says
Lasso
anything.
It's top of the heap, man. But do you want to feel good?
Well, I
do watch Ted Lasso.
I can go home and hand it to myself if I want to feel good.
Give yourself a hand.
Let me ask you this, though. Before you start hurling accusations around, have you finished your daily allotment of Cobra Kai?
Yes, done.
Have you?
Yes, done.
Okay, because we never rallied on
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Done.
Very emotional.
By the way, I saw a great tweet, speaking of Johnny Lawrence and William Zabka, the actor who plays Johnny Lawrence.
I'm a Lawrence head. We got to get him on the Jockcast.
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great call.
Oh, he might be too big now for the Jockcast.
Somebody posted a tweet of him from, I think it was European Vacation, where he's dating the daughter of the Griswolds. The guy said,
is Zabka in European?
Can't believe. I don't know if it's European or Vegas. Shannon, if you could look that up for us real quick.
I would like you to look that up.
No,
just look up Zabka and find out which vacation he was in.
Okay. But it said, can't believe Johnny dated a Griswold. It's a great tweet. And it's got a picture of Johnny and the Griswold daughters snuggling
up. Hold on. Yeah, I'm fascinated. I got to look into this.
By the way, Coach K's in town. While Paulie looks that up, Coach K's in town.
Yeah.
Gonzaga Bulldogs are in town. Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Want to talk about that a little bit, Tony.
I'm excited, man.
Me too.
Chase Center is going to be electric this weekend with the final, the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight.
This might be
happening.
The only time I ever do this on the Jockcast where I ask the Jockcast community is one to stand. If you're at home, go ahead and stand. If you're in your car, one hand on the wheel, honk with the other. Boys in the room, I'd like you to applaud. I'm going to go ahead and ask everybody here listening in to give Warriors owner Jumpin' Joe Lacob a round of applause.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
He came in talking big and brash, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to build an arena. We're going to win champion. First of all, I got back to everything up he said. He has built a phenomenal arena where we have world-class stuff going on now.
Yes, we do.
Your favorite bands, my favorite, but we get live music happening all the time. And now we get March Madness. This is huge.
Cool.
San Francisco hasn't had March Madness since there was a game played on Treasure Island, apparently, like in the 30s or something like that.
It was part of the World's Fair that my grandma attended. Awesome.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
That's pretty cool.
Ruth Kaler was there.
That's pretty cool.
There's not enough Ruths out there these days.
Don't forget that Peter Guber is
from Ozark.
That's true.
She's going to snap now. We got to go back to Ruth screaming at the end. She sold out for that one, man. She gave it all. She left it all out there.
Hell of an actress, by the way.
But don't forget, Peter Guber is a huge part of that, too. The producer of Batman. I'm just saying that he's a big part of why Chase is an entertainment center.
There's so much going on right now.
Have you seen the new Batman yet, Shannon?
No.
It's supposed to be really good.
By the way,
William Zabka was in European Vacation.
See, that's my least seen of all the vacations.
I agree. Mine too.
But
Zabka's in it. If Zabka's in it, you
got to
see
it. I'll go back now.
You got to see it.
I didn't know she was dating Zabka. Puts a whole slant on it. Whole new appeal.
And the daughter.
Shannon, got to circle back to you real quick. You brought up a topic I think I got to address.
Round in circles.
I want to say to you that you're talking, I was talking to my son.
Yeah,
the other day, this kid James of mine, right?
Oh, good old
James.
This topic
came up. He asked me about the new Batman. Dad, have you seen it?
Yeah.
I go, no, I haven't seen it. My other son, Tommy, loves that stuff. He loves Batmans and all these.
Yeah.
James a little bit less so, but James saw the new one.
Okay.
So I was like, wow, okay. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't know you were going to be into it. And he goes, yeah. He's like, it's good, you know, and he's like breaking it down. And out of nowhere, he goes, but still my favorite of all the Batmans is Michael Keaton.
James.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I was blown away. Wow. I go, nobody from your generation would say that. And I brought your name up. I go, Shannon Kaler, my main man who also babysat your little butt a couple times.
That's
right. To James. He's with you lockstep on that. Oh. And then, Tony, you know what I did? I was so moved by this whole groundswell. I started watching the original again.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And I did it late night over the weekend.
Ooh. Gunned up.
There was nobody in the house. It was a cloud.
Good. I need to ask you a question,
a cloud,
Paul.
Dude, you could have
maybe just nothing.
I almost set the fire alarms off.
Paulie wearing nothing but a cape, watching the original Batman.
Good call. Good call. Yeah. And a utility belt now.
Yeah,
utility belt. I had nobody in the house, and I was spinning them up like a lunatic.
As you should.
But I feel, Shannon, I didn't finish it. It got too late. That I want to only watch this at night. I can't watch that movie in the daytime.
No, it's definitely not a daytime.
Yes.
It's got to be dark. You got to be dark.
Go ahead.
Paul, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That's
what I want to know.
What did you just say? That's what Michael Keaton says at the end.
Was it? You know what? That's a great UB40 instrumental track, by the way. Dancing with the devil.
Really?
Yes. Great instrumental UB40 track.
We're talking UB40.
UB40. Actually, underrated reggae.
I wonder about them sometimes.
You know, they have their red wine and all that
stuff.
You got to pay the bills. But you got to dive deep into their other stuff.
Shannon, would you sell out for a poppy, like kind of throwaway, trashy poppy hit just to pay your bills? And then
I would tour with Billy Joel, and we'd go play our poppy hits all over the place.
Back to Billy Joel. I'm tired of everybody saying, oh, this guy owns the record for the most consecutive shows played at Madison Square Garden.
It's such a load of S what he's doing. That's
BS. Fish has a banner hanging inside Madison Square Garden. It's called the Baker's Dozen. 13 straight shows.
Oh, boy.
Not a song repeated.
Oh, boy.
Step off, Billy
Joel.
Oh,
boy, oh, boy.
Okay, now, Coach K, is it Duke? Is Duke winning it all?
I don't think so.
If Houston beats Arizona, they're my dark horse to win it all.
Did we tie up all the loose ends as far as Kaler? I had a feeling, was there anything else we need to... Oh, the new Batman, you haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it.
Tony, you haven't seen
it. I have not, but I heard it's very good.
Are your kids at the age where they're ready to go to this?
Dom, yes. Olivia, no.
You know where the breakthrough was for us and my kid? Because he was begging me to take him to these like adult films when he was younger.
Yeah.
Or just stuff that could potentially scare a kid.
Yeah.
We finally broke through with the... I'm not a kid where I finally said, you know what, it's happening. We're
Zabka?
Going. No. It was the Planet of the Apes reboot with James Franco and all this.
Really?
Yeah, he's got Caesar up in the attic. Did you guys ever see that?
No.
It's in San Francisco. They're charging across the Golden Gate Bridge. So he got fascinated with the commercials. Like, I want to see Planet of the Apes. So I was finally, I'm like, you know what? We're going. Today's the day. We're going. And then the floodgates open. Avengers.
See, we're
and
on the precipice because all
you're
of the
almost
Marvel,
time.
All the Marvel movies and all of that
now,
stuff.
Now, Batman could scare him.
No, I know.
Dom
that's why we're not there yet. Especially
maybe some Avengers though. You get them all at once.
Avengers were creeping into. Yeah. We're pinky
Star
toe.
Wars?
He's deep news. Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Knee deep.
Yeah.
He's in the Boba Fett series on Disney Plus and The Mandalorian. Speaking of San Francisco, I got to say.
Boba Fett series, dude.
Seeing a picture
Boba
of.
Boba Fett.
Dude, it's actually really good.
Who is Boba Fett? I know the name.
He What's was the guy with a bounty rocket hunter. On
he's
his
a bounty hunter. Yeah. Jon Favreau from Swingers.
I'm familiar.
He is the brainchild. He's the brainchild of all of this new Star Wars
imagine
stuff.
Imagine the dough he's raking in right now,
and imagine
Favreau.
The guns he's twisting.
Oh.
Seriously, because the stuff he comes up with is brilliant.
Yeah.
And he has a team of people, including Ron Howard's daughter, who's like the circle of writers that write all new stuff. Yeah.
You guys were just talking about before the podcast how busy you are. You're watching a lot of TV. Coach K.
In San Francisco. Part of the job, though.
Great picture of Coach K and his wife walking into the lobby of the Fairmont. Duke rolls pretty strong on
the road. Let me slow you down right now. So I'm going to slow you down. Now, that is appealing. I will say that. And we actually had Coach K sound today, Shannon.
I was going to say we should play the sound.
It's really good. He's talking about working out at USF, and he's talking about the history of USF basketball.
Heck, when we practiced yesterday at San Francisco, we practiced there. Bobby Giron, who passed, used to help run that place. So it's conjured up a lot of the great memories. But also, I try to tell my guys, this area loves basketball. Not just the Warriors. It's deep rooted. And then in their gym at San Francisco, you know, they have three national championships. So at the end of practice, I brought them together. Okay, 55, 56, who's the best player? And they all yelled out Bill Russell. I was actually a little surprised. I was ready to kind of dig in on them, but they knew it. A lot of people in the East do not realize that this is a strong, deep-rooted love of basketball area as there is. 50 years ago, I spent in 71 and 72 a lot of time here. When I was in the Army, I was able to try out and make the all-Army teams that were, we lived in barracks at the Presidio. Hal Fisher, one of the great coaches, coached the team. And I was out here at least four different times for six-week periods. And then we would go and play in the World Military Olympics, either in Iran, Syria. And so I know this area well. It really is part of the foundation of me becoming a coach. You know, playing and then helping Coach Fisher a little bit when we went on these tours.
However, on the other hand, here comes Musselman, a guy.
Oh, Emus. Yeah.
Oh, right, right. Emus, so he's a guy who, first of all, has Warriors ties.
Moses
used to
Moody.
Coach the team. He had all his kids wearing Giants, Niners, and Warriors hats.
Oh.
Did you see that they were riding around on cable cars yesterday?
Nice.
They did San Francisco big. Like, they were on cable cars. Yeah. They were taking, they were doing selfies. Shannon, yes.
What is this, a political campaign? Why don't you focus on the game? Why don't you go practice?
They did practice, Shannon, but if you realize that it's all about balance, work-life balance, Shannon.
Well, no, they're out there playing make-believe on the trolley cars. Why don't you go practice passing?
You're ripping Emus. When you're on tour, is that all you do is play music, or do you go gallivant around the town?
Gallivant. I don't have enough money to gallivant.
Yes, you do.
I've seen you gallivant. I've heard the story. Snoop Dogg. Puff Puff Kid.
I've got to have
Billy Gibbons.
Seriously, though, Joey Bart went deep in Arizona.
I'm just breaking your balls, man.
Good.
Logan Webb looks nasty in Arizona. Giants baseball is coming fast and furious. April 8th will be here. By the way, KMBR.com/podcast on the website is where you can hear all of our podcast and any interview that happens on the station. Subscribe to us, please, and follow us. And when you subscribe, every time we post it, it'll blast onto your phone or your device. But I also want to say, along with our podcast, you can also hear interviews like Tommy Lloyd with Tolbert and Copes, and it's really good stuff. Or
nice.
Bill Walton yesterday.
Oh.
A guy on Twitter was listening to Walton and kept live tweeting, Walton now 15 minutes.
I heard, I don't know if this is true, I heard Walton he went 32.
Now,
did
Walton
he go 32?
23 minutes.
Yeah, I heard
Walton
he went 32.
Now 32 minutes. Uninterrupted.
Uninterrupted.
Dude.
He's done 30 on my show before, too.
Let him go. We had him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Remember?
Bill,
go.
How's it going?
And then just let him go.
Yeah.
Go.
That's it. He's gone.
Well,
yeah.
Dude, I mean, what are you going to do? I'm not getting in his way.
No.
Dude, he's talking about grains of sand and rivers and how that embodies basketball.
He's quoting songs when he does that.
Yeah, he's doing Dylan.
It's all connected, Shannon. Yeah.
Do you feel good that Walton is not only a big Dead fan, he's a big Dylan fan as well?
Well, both of the fan bases are united.
Yeah, he likes any of that stuff. He likes Neil Young. He likes all the stuff from, like, his era, you know what I mean?
I will give him credit. He's also like aware of the Young Bucks coming up too.
Oh, sure, you know, sure, yeah.
He keeps his you know, his
so
ear.
Many young bands. You know what I mean? Yeah, should we break? By the way,
hold on.
We've been on
no,
the air for like
yet,
Bill Walton territory
not
now.
Yeah, Paul. I'm here in Dead & Company at Chase Center or
I don't know about that. I hope
Shoreline?
That's true. I heard some Shorelines.
Or,
yeah,
it'd be nice.
There'll be some Shoreline shows
in June.
A lot going on this summer.
We got Pearl Jam coming.
A lot going
up.
On like almost immediately. It's about the floodgates. You're about to open, and then there's Kaler with
Frost.
The Foxes.
Yes, that's coming up in a couple weeks.
That's right. We're actually working.
Get some info out there.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Come on.
Well, we're playing Sebastopol April 8th.
Yes.
And then we're headed on down through to Texas from mid-April all the way to the 24th.
Nice.
And we're, speaking of the Dead, I'm kind of turning, you know, I'm kind of working on a halftime, then a sped-up version of Truckin'.
Okay. You've been saying that a lot.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this.
What's with the halftime speed up? You just playing around with the tempos, like yeah.
And I kind of
careful
like,
though.
I know.
Careful.
We're gonna do good.
I'm just okay. Good. That's
we're
what I'm saying. Just if you're gonna do it,
do it good.
Do it well.
Well, and I kind of want to sneak in some Howlin' Wolf, like you know, do a little bit of Smokestack Lightning.
Well,
kind of
we've
bends
been through this
stuff.
Yeah,
by
know,
the way,
funny.
Can I shout out too? It came on my shuffle the other day. The Stones Blues album they put out
a few
years ago.
Yeah,
oh
phenomenal.
My God!
Yeah, it's good. Really good record.
The song started, and before Mick started singing, I was like listening to it. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Yeah, it's a blues band. Yeah.
And then I look, and it's the Stones.
Yeah.
And I was like, and
every track on there,
every track.
Basically, I heard they got in the studio and they this is how that whole thing started. They were actually trying to record new songs.
Right.
And as warm-ups, they'd be like, hey, let's do a Howlin' Wolf song or whatever. And then all of a sudden, they'd run through the song and Don Was is like, yeah, I just recorded that. That one's done. And then seriously, and then awesome. They would just start pulling out new blues songs and they did the record in like a week, one of those deals. And it sounds really good.
Incredible.
Should we break now?
Not yet.
I don't know.
You have a new
boy.
Record coming out, right?
Yeah,
you guys have a new
what's
record
going
coming
on?
We do. It's actually getting pressed right now. We just sent in the artwork.
Yeah.
Is it called Tony and Polly, the record?
It's called Thanks, Tony and Polly, for Everything.
Right.
The Stone Foxes.
Love the Stone Foxes.
Love you forever, BFFs.
Don't you have a Felton date on the books?
We do have a Felton date.
Yeah.
That's on the 14th.
Beautiful.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, so the new record's done. We're working on when we can get it out. So
okay.
That's cool.
Awesome. Very cool. So in 2022, you think?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. That's great.
Can I ask you guys a question
sure.
about the Giants?
Yeah.
Right-handed bats. Who needs them?
Ramos? I don't know.
Yeah, how about him?
Ellie Ramos? I mean,
yeah.
It might be his turn to get called out. I mean, they got a lot of hype on these kids last year, the year before. The farm system of the Giants, supposedly, you know, very good. Well, maybe now it's time to, it's kind of like the Niners with Trey Lance. Like, you got these young bucks.
Yeah.
Joey Bart behind the dish.
Use them.
Right.
I want to see. He hit a home run last night, Joey Bart.
As Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil and Motley Crue did years back, use it or lose it, Paul.
Last thing on the way to the break, totally great track.
Sweet Pain is the name of the game, Shannon.
I mean, listen.
I said, hey. Hey!
I'm just trying to think of the opening line.
Hey, better use it before you lose it.
Sweet Pain is the name of the game. I said, hey, better use it before you lose it. Better use it, don't throw it away.
By the way, you seen Vince recently?
No.
Have you seen him?
No.
He's about three.
No.
He's about three
no.
bills. Yeah. He's about three.
No.
Yeah. Apparently, doing stadiums in a couple of months.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. I'm a little concerned. And by the way, this is the crazy thing. We got to go to break. But on this note, no, Vince Neil, I God love you, Vince. Just be well, dude. Be well. I don't want him to, like,
come
go.
On.
I mean, boy, oh, boy.
Take
just look him up. Look him
maybe,
up.
Vince Neil maybe needs to go to a Tony Robbins conference.
Did you hear, and I'm not, this is going to be.
Great Netflix documentary. Sorry,
one
Paulie.
Of the craziest sentences I've ever said to you. Have you been following the Nikki Sixx Eddie Vedder feud?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just, because now these guys are going at it.
Sorry, Nikki, you lose in that battle.
What are you
going
to say?
You lose.
You know, what are you going to
say?
And
lose,
I like Nikki.
You lose.
I like Nicky.
I like Nicky until this.
Yeah. Well,
don't
even
mess
this,
with Eddie.
But he didn't throw the first punch.
Don't mess with Eddie.
But Eddie started this.
Yeah,
Nicky was just hanging out, dude. Just hanging out. All of a sudden, he opens a paper. Like, the guy's attacking him. Like, damn. So if I'm six, I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
If you're six.
If I'm six, I understand. I'm just hanging out, and all of a sudden, I'm getting, guys are taking shots at me.
Why would he do that?
Well, Vedder went after six.
Well, yeah,
unprovoked.
Well, yeah, that's.
Unprovoked. He goes, all these really bad bands, you know, like Motley Crue. Hated them. Yeah. He's like running this whole thing. I'm like, oh man, poor Nicky. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's probably the most publicity not Motley Crue's had in a while.
Well, I mean, again, they say they claim they're doing stadiums here.
How's that happening?
If you've seen Vince Neil, you got to wonder how long this tour is going to last.
I mentioned Tony Robbins earlier, by the way.
This is how bad it is. The tour could get shut down, like a weekend.
Maybe it should get shut down.
Shut down.
This is sad. Very sad.
But you know what else is cool? Joan Jett is on that bill, and I want to see Joan Jett.
Dude, by the way, shout out to my kids blasting I Love Rock and Roll in the house. How about that?
Nice.
Olivia walked up to our Alexa the other day and says, out of nowhere, I hear it from the other room. Alexa, play I Love Rock and Roll.
Nice.
And I was like,
who asked for that, Tony?
My daughter.
Beautiful.
And I was like,
that's great.
Yes,
we got a little right girl coming up here. I like that.
By the way, the Netflix documentary on Tony Robbins is very good.
I think
it's just 1.5 hours, but wacky. Wacky stuff. Wacky stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
Sorry, I got very distracted for a second when I learned the news that Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott were thinking about naming their kid as a tribute to Eddie Van Halen. What are we doing here?
Oh, yeah?
I don't even know what that means. I don't want to know.
Eddie or Van Halen?
It says Eddie Van Halen.
Or just,
I don't know.
Wow.
This is my new baby, Eddie Van Halen Jenner.
Paul, for someone who isn't really into Twitter, you seem to be interested in Twitter
wars. He lurks.
Well, they have stories.
Like Shannon, you gallivant, Paulie lurks.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Guys, we got a break at some point?
Yeah.
Now? Later?
Sometime.
We got the wits. Yeah. Steve Moskowitz is going to want to get a piece at some point. Let's let him in. Steve is waiting. Let's let him in. Shannon, what?
No, I think so. I think we have to let him in.
Let him in. Tony, Shannon, take us to break. Go ahead.
This is KMBR 104.5 and 680, the Pauly Mac podcast, right here for you. See you soon.
Oh my God. For you. All right, everybody, we're back on the Pauly Mac podcast. We are joined, as we are every week right here on the podcast, by our very good friend and podcast sponsor. He is Steve Moskowitz. Listen, Steve and I have a personal relationship that it lasts over 10 years at this point. We've been doing business together just as long, and we're so happy to have Steve as a part of the podcast now. And it's funny because people hear Steve on the podcast, they want to reach out to Steve with their own questions. We're going to tell you how you can do that in just a couple of minutes. But in the meantime, I want to bring Steve in today because this is a big day for us on the podcast. Steve, as I say good morning to you, it's not every day I can greet you like this and say, Steve, great to see you back on the podcast again, and congratulations for being quoted in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Steve, congrats. That's great news, man.
Thanks very much, Paulie. And that's what I'm all about, tax savings. And that's what we were talking about. We were talking about something that can be a little complex, but I'm going to make it simple. DST, Delaware Statutory Trust.
Okay.
Now, the first thing is the name is really confusing because they say, well, wait a minute. What if I don't live in Delaware? And the answer is it has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
What it is instead is basically you can think about it like a mutual fund for real estate that you can purchase from the financial institution of your choice.
Okay.
So what's the big deal about it? The big deal about it is that it qualifies as 1031 property. So, well, okay, Steve, what's 1031?
Yeah.
So a lot of people know when you have real estate, if you just go ahead and you say, you know what, I have building A and I'd like to trade up to building B so I could sell building A and use that money towards building B. The problem is you get taxed on the sale of building A.
Okay.
So there's something called 1031, which refers to Internal Revenue Code Section 1031, was an exchange. So under this deal, instead of selling property A and buying property B, you exchange property A for property B. And if property B is more expensive, and oftentimes it is, you just add in some cash. If you do that, you don't pay a penny of tax. So this is the way, and you can just keep doing this for your rest of your life. And if you want to be cute, you do it for the rest of your life. And after a long and happy life, when you go to your reward, if you, when you leave it to your beneficiaries with a step up in basis, they, nobody pays taxes ever. Why I exist, Paulie, or at least professionally.
That's it.
So what happens is, this is great. You say, this is, I get to trade up with the properties. I don't have to pay the capital gains taxes. Right. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But suppose you say, you know, I'm getting up there in years and I want to retire and I just don't want to be a landlord anymore. Yeah. I don't want somebody calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, I forgot my keys. Come and open the door.
Or even worse, Steve, my toilet's backed up. Can you help me? You know what I mean? We don't need that. Yeah.
So you say, but I don't want to pay the taxes. I want to get, now how can I get out of the property without paying the taxes? Because the normal 1031, you're exchanging property A for property B, so you're still a landlord. So what happens is, now you exchange the property instead of for a new property, for a Delaware Statutory Trust, DST.
Nice.
Zero taxes.
Wow.
But you're not a landlord anymore. You're an investor. This is just like a mutual fund for real estate.
Oh.
You don't pay any taxes.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, there's another benefit.
Yeah.
Let's say you say, well, you know what? It's time to enjoy your golden years and you want to cash out. The problem is, if you sell the property, there's a big tax in that year. And this could be money that you'd be spending in a lifetime, not just 1 year. Why take that big tax hit in 1 year?
Right.
The Delaware Statutory Trust, it's just shares of stock. So what happens is, you only sell the shares where you need the cash.
Hmm. Wow.
And you can postpone paying taxes on all the other shares for as long as you want. And instead of writing a check to the IRS, you still have all your other shares that are earning money.
Wow.
So let's see what we do. We avoid paying tax. We're not a landlord anymore.
Beautiful.
And even if we're cashing out, we only pay tax on the cash we need instead of, you know, on a property where you get all kinds of cash.
Yeah.
With a big tax hit. So this is a wonderful thing. And there's more benefits to it too.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Oh, go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
So another thing is, with a 1031 exchange, there's some complicated rules. Like, you have to identify the property in 45 days and actually get the other property within 180 days. And here's a common case that we get in the office. Somebody walks in and says, but it was a done deal. The minute a lawyer hears it was a done deal, you know something went wrong.
Yeah.
And what happens is, somebody, as sure as they were the deal was going to go through, it doesn't happen in 180 days, and now they get stuck with the tax. And that could be really bad, because now you have another property, you don't have the cash. So when you do these deals, you name the property. Within 45 days of doing the deal, you have to name the property you're going to replace it with.
Okay.
You add in Delaware Statutory Trust. So if the property sale doesn't go through, you just go ahead and buy the shares.
Wow.
And
wow,
it protects your price, because what happens is, some people take advantage of that. If you know it's the deal's getting ready to blow, somebody says, well, okay, I'll do the deal with you, but they get taken advantage of on the price. This way, it's no problem. I bought the shares. I got all the time in the world.
This, I'll tell you what, this is one of the more convincing and compelling kind of hits Steve has given us. I mean, first of all, Steve comes on our show every week, if you're new to the podcast, and he shares this kind of information at no charge to you, by the way, the listener. This is pretty valuable stuff he's dishing out here. So, and think of it this way, Steve, I was thinking about when you were talking about DST and, you know, how it's a mutual fund for real estate and things like that. A lot of times I find myself saying to myself, well, of course, I don't know this. This is not my area of expertise. Another thing about Steve, for Giant fans, they look at Gabe Kapler, the manager, like he's one of the most prepared guys in all of baseball. And he also knows the rule book inside and out. Like, baseball fans, we don't know the rule book inside and out. And us regular taxpayers, we don't have all this information that you have. But again, Steve is like Gabe Kapler. He knows tax law inside out, upside down. This is another great example of this. I mean, Steve said a lot of great stuff today. A couple quick ways you can get in touch with Steve. I want to tell you, first of all, you can call him right here at the station on the voicemail hotline we have set up for Steve specifically. That's 415-995-5744. 995-5744. Visit Steve online at MoskowitzLLP.com. Or if you want to continue this dialogue regarding DST or any of the other matters in your world or different things Steve has talked about, please call him at his firm directly at 1-888 tax deal, 1-888 tax deal. Steve, from DST to the inner broadcaster inside of you, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take us to a break.
Paulie, I want to tell your audience that the last bit of advice I have for him today, and it's a really good bit of advice.
Nice.
Keep listening to Paulie Mac on KNBR, the sports leader.
All right, boys, we're back on the podcast. Thank you, Steve Moskowitz. Shannon Kaler's musical assignment coming up in a second. Guys, before we dive into that, where are we with the Warriors? Shannon, I'll begin with you. I was out there on Sunday, saw the Jazz game. It was a heartbreaker. Draymond got thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
How was the Chase Center, though? How did it treat you?
Loved it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I loved it, and that's why I'm so glad that the March Madness games are going to be happening here. San Francisco deserves that.
Totally. Yeah.
Like, we deserve that kind of thing. Anyway, Kales, Warriors, we're getting into the home stretch. There's some injuries. We got concerns. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I feel like everybody's plus minus is great. We just don't know how to close. I don't really get, like you could say, oh, well, Clay isn't all the way defensively. You know, he's not defensively what he was.
Yeah, right.
But I'd rather him be out there with some firepower because he can give 40 a game, you know? So I don't know. It's just kind of interesting. We just have to figure out how to close again without Steph Curry. It's kind of like we're just hoping for a miracle that when the playoffs begin, that the chemistry is just still there.
Tony, what do you think, man?
Well,
it's
crazy to see, like, when Clay was out, how much he was missed. When Draymond was out, how much he was missed. And now Curry's out, how much they miss him.
Yeah.
Like, those three are just crucial to the success of the team. And I also, listening to Steve Kerr's soundbites from these recent games about how you can tell that he really, really, really does enjoy this team and love this team. It's like having a young kid that you love them dearly, but you're also very frustrated with them too. And I think that's where he is. That win in Miami, we're recording this Thursday, they won in Miami last night. That was a biggie because Miami had only lost 9 games at home.
It's a good team. Right. So it's a really good team.
Right. And I think that was a big win for their psyche.
Huge.
And Wiggins and Poole is playing his ass off. And Paulie has, we have plans about Poole that we have to put into work.
We got him.
Oh. Shannon, you'll be involved, of course.
Oh.
He deserves a PMAC tribute.
He was hot dogging a lot for a little bit, and now he's kind of, he stopped hot dogging.
I think that, you know.
Right.
That's where maybe the tutelage of the veterans kind of say, hey, Jordan, cut the crap.
Straighten it out.
Get Ron Adams in there.
Yeah.
And I heard you guys talking about the video of Ron Adams shooting free throws at practice. Have you seen that?
No, I heard about it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's really great. But Curry, when he comes back,
not if, but when,
it's going to be a forced let's get this together immediately because we don't have any time.
Yeah, there's a little concern. The West is tough now, man.
Dude,
Memphis,
there's
some just good teams out there.
Stacked.
And then plus, even the Lakers coming in the playoff, if they are part of the play-in game and they win that, like, there's a lot of good teams out there, man. I'm just saying, it's not going to be a cakewalk.
No.
Under any circumstance, Shannon.
It will be fun, though.
Yeah.
Chase
and Kuminga. He's fun to watch.
That's what I was going to ask you. If you guys had a death lineup, per se, right? And you had to come up with this end of game lineup. Ooh. I mean, I understand that Poole adds a dynamic where now you have two incredible shooters with Clay on one wing and Poole on the other and Curry drawing the double team. But it's like if you have Poole out there, that means Kuminga isn't out there. And Kuminga's plus minus is outrageous with his rebounding and he can make a three. He can dive to the rim. I don't know. It's hard for me as a viewer to say this is the lineup. Like, we used to know this is what you're going to put out and now Kerr has no idea, and we're only 10 or so games away from the playoffs.
It's a good problem to have, though. Having to decide between Poole and Kuminga is a pretty good problem to have.
You're right.
And that's why Kerr gets paid the big bucks.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's got to figure that out and work out rotations.
I guess you're right. Poor Steve Kerr. You're right. No, yeah.
But seriously, I hear what you're saying. But it's very exciting to know that, okay, so they're taking Poole out, but, oh, here comes Kuminga.
Yeah.
You know, or vice versa.
Right.
So that's why I'm very excited. And I don't see them winning the championship this year.
Oh.
I don't.
Who do you?
Phoenix is really good.
Bucks,
Milwaukee. I see Memphis doing some damage. I just don't know if I see the Dubs because of this lack of chemistry and fluidity.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel you, man.
I don't know if they have the...
They don't have quite the look of a championship team right now.
Right, but I do see, like, if they can do a decent...
It could happen, though. Yeah, yeah.
But a good playoff run will really bring them together. And then next year, look out.
It's all about that first series.
That's pretty realistic. I think that I would just want to make sure. I would like Steph, Klay, and Draymond to get one more ring.
Which I think next year would be the year.
Before they ever go their own ways or whatever's going to happen.
Yeah, question. Klay still doesn't
seem... No, he's not back yet. He's not all the way back. Yeah. He's not.
It's the defense. Yeah. And when Kuminga comes in, he brings that D, right, Paul?
Well, Klay was such an elite defender before he hurt himself that I have to think it's just like his legs. Like maybe his legs aren't all the way back yet because he does like a tiny bit slower, and maybe that's to be expected considering the injuries he's had to deal with, Achilles and the knee, both of them being essentially blown out.
I wonder if he's mentally timid from pushing it too hard.
I don't know. There's a lot of good questions.
If you've ever been injured, you always
you're
have
thinking
that
about
little,
it. You're
little,
thinking.
Thing in the back of your head about like,
Do you guys think that he, and I'm not saying this is even true or it's a factor, but also, does he look slightly thinner to you? Or is it just me? Like, maybe, I feel like he lost like a tiny bit of the muscle mass he used to have, but maybe I'm wrong.
I'll just take a look.
But I do feel like you're right. Yeah. He's not defending like he did. He's not shooting and scoring like he did.
I mean, he can though, and we've seen that.
I know, and we love Klay. If this gets back to Klay, I want him to understand, we love this guy.
God, yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best shooters we've ever seen
Captain
in the game.
Klay.
And he will be back, but yes, he's not there yet.
It's coming. That's why... I think this season is the work in progress to get everybody on the same page and get that bond between the young Bucks and the veterans, you know?
If we can hold on to the 3 seed and face just, you know, I don't want to see Denver and I don't want to see
Memphis
like Dallas.
I'd rather having a party down in Memphis. Those guys are starting to worry me down there.
Yeah. Right, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
But it's all about that first series because when Steph comes back, if they can build that chemistry and if they can play as few games as possible, if they can have a 5-game series and knock somebody out so that they're not so tired, but they build that confidence, I think it's all about that first series.
Speaking of confidence, Shannon, I know you've had a lot of confidence, just like a confidence boost, just from your connection to the musical assignment on the podcast. I understand people stop you on the street. They go, Shannon, your
confidence
it's showing. Yeah. And I think it's from the assignment. So we're going to let you shine. We're going to let that confidence build. And tell us what's in your brain today.
Okay, well, it is time for the musical assignment because Paul said so.
It's a confidence display.
I'm tingling with confidence.
You are.
And it's supported by Community Music Center. Check them out. Supporting music for all since 1921 in San Francisco. sfcmc.org.
Right.
Sign up for lessons. Anyway.
On a variety of instruments, too, if you're new to the podcast.
How about maybe a trombone?
Fine.
Okay.
What about guitar?
Absolutely.
Piano?
Sure.
Vibes?
You know what? I just gave away the vibes. Sorry.
Okay. I was just checking. There might be a guy out there saying, I need to learn vibes.
Yeah.
You ever see Bobby Hutcherson?
No.
Yeah, he was like the king of the vibraphone.
See what I'm saying, dude? Yeah.
You used to see him at Yoshi's.
How about the dudes that hold like 2 mallets in each hand? You ever see that?
Yeah.
They spread them out. Blink-a-ding-a-ding, blink-a-ding-a-ding. Yeah. They're going like, dude, two in each.
I gotta come clean.
You know what I'm
though.
Talking about?
I do, yeah.
I gotta come clean though.
Mallets.
I can only handle so much of two instruments in my life.
Vibes?
Vibes. I can only handle so much. And flute.
Yeah.
Flute.
Carl Denson is guilty of playing a lot of flute. And I go, come on, Carl, put the sax back in your mouth.
Yeah. Every now and again.
Give me a little flute, not a lot.
He's probably played so much
saxophone that he's like, oh, man. It's kind of like.
It's like Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
What about him?
No, is it Blue Oyster Cult with the flute?
No, it's
Jethro Tull.
Ian Anderson. Jethro Tull.
I would have been awesome though if they did.
I've gotten those bands confused.
Yeah. Anyway, the musical assignment is not about vibraphone.
We're picking Jethro Tull songs?
No.
How about B.O.C.?
B.O.C.
B.O.C. You heard me, Caleb. B.O.C.
Wait. What am I getting? What's B.O.C.? I thought
Blue Oyster Cult. Come on, man.
No, I haven't got any Blue Oyster Cult.
Totally. No. Come on. Come on, Kels.
So we're talking about new stuff because we've got young kids coming into the Chase Center. And it's also just we're on the heels of South by Southwest, which is a festival that surrounds young talented acts. And we've got a lot of young kids coming in playing basketball here in the Bay Area. So let's go young bands. Let's go rising, you know, the new wave, the new generation. What are you guys listening to that's new, that's young?
I'll start it.
Go ahead.
So there's a band that I'm listening to a ton lately. It's a band called Goose. I'm not going to take them, but they're actually really good. Goose. Check them out.
Nice.
Very, very good band, Goose. But I'm also going to go with what I'm forced to listen to. By my children.
Yeah.
And I will say, I'm actually happy that they're forcing me to listen to this young lady because she's actually really talented. And the songs, whoever's writing the music, if it's her or whoever's writing the music, it's very catchy, some good hooks. Mm-hmm. It's the, you guys are Olivia Rodrigo. And we went and bought her album. First of all, we bought her album on vinyl, took my daughter to the record store. My son and daughter, and she picked that album out, and then we went and put it on at home, and it's, you know, the subject matter isn't exactly great for a 7-year-old.
Scandalous?
Or depressing.
Oh.
Or angry. Ooh. Or, you know, it's like
angry.
Like scorned teenage.
Euphoria, the TV show.
Yeah. I haven't watched it, and I'm not going to.
It's very sad.
Yeah. But that kind of thing. But I'm going to go with Olivia Rodrigo, and it's a massive hit. It's called Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You.
Getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even had.
There you go, Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you.
Well,
I'm going to go next. And then, Kales, I want you to. I'm pulling a total Tony today. I'm like doing heavy research because I want to make sure that I get
this
right.
Research.
What the hell is this? You're researching.
Paul Mack.
All of the.
Paul Mack researches.
All the music assignments. Tony's always researching, doing a lot of looking.
But right now it has an asterisk.
Go ahead. How so?
Because you're researching.
Big time.
Yeah.
I'm researching.
He's got laptop and phone.
Right now. I'm accessing YouTube and Spotify. I just want to make sure I get this. I want to make sure I get the right track. That's the reason why.
Do you want Shannon to go while you research?
No, I want to take care of this.
And by, is it research or research?
Interesting.
See, now I'm going to choke on that, too.
Distinguishing.
This whole thing
is
blowing up in my face.
Research.
The whole operation.
Yeah, it is.
Here I come. Here's the deal, Shannon. I learned about this woman, and it's funny because I'm going to also go with it, a young lady who is a newer artist out of New Orleans. Read about her by my favorite music writer. She's right alongside David Frick now. I got to recommend her to you guys. She's phenomenal. Her name is Amanda Petrusich.
Awesome.
She writes about music in the New Yorker magazine. And when she writes about a band I know about, she's on fire. She's totally accurate. I agree with her.
Awesome.
Then she turns me on to stuff left and right. So this is an example of that. Amanda Petrusich wrote about this woman. Her name is Dawn Richard. She's out of New Orleans. What caught my attention was the way this Amanda wrote about her. She's like, she's kind of inventing her own genre of like very sultry vocals,
nice.
Very kind of scandalous subject matter. Now we're getting some adult taboo stuff about pleasure and things of that nature.
Sure.
But it's kind of a techno, but I can't even describe it. It's a myth, like New Orleans itself. It's a hotbed of combinations.
It's a melting pot.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's Dawn Richard. The name of the track is Mornin'.
Every time you wake up, I want you to know that I'm the only coffee you need.
You need.
You can be assured that I'ma give you more than that. You, I can be a
sure thing.
You gon' remember me in the morning. You gon' remember this in the morning. You gon' remember this in the morning. You gon' remember me in the morning.
Right.
Morning, awesome. And just dig it. I don't even know how to categorize it. Maybe
Love
we shouldn't.
It.
Just enjoy. Dawn
great
Richard.
Topic today, Shannon.
This is great. Yeah, I came up with it all by myself, Tone. No assistance. It's my turn, and I did only a fraction of the research that Paul did.
I'm still going, too. But I already made my choice, and I'm still researching.
To Shannon's credit, you did none.
I did.
Oh, you did a little.
I'm the only one that didn't research today.
By the way,
gun to you, gun to Pauly. Double guns flying in the studio right now. Shannon, go.
Flying. There's a young guy. I knew the band. I knew the guy's name, but I needed a song title. So that was the research that I did.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, no, we don't do that anymore.
Well,
yeah.
Double guns to you guys.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So, it's getting nuts.
So young guy, his name is Zach Pearson. He's from Austin. He's a young guitar player. Mm. And he also works in... What? Mm.
I just said,
he's a guitar player.
I didn't make a yummy sound. Yeah, Did you make a yummy sound?
No, but it made me laugh.
Yeah. So Zach Pearson, a great guitar player from Austin. And
how'd you get turned on to him?
Because we're playing a festival with him in Texas, the Salado Fest, which has White Denim at it. Really cool bands. Anyway, he's a great player. He's coming up. He's rising up. He's playing all over the place. Check out his song. This is the research part. Can't Stop Running.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now that you guys are done with your research, we have to wrap up the podcast.
Okay, I mean, geez, I was actually still researching. Yeah. I know.
Love the topic, love the songs. I like that we're doing new youth movement. Yeah. Let's move forward.
In total disclosure, I was only researching, guys, because I didn't want to disgrace Don Richard. I wanted to make sure I had the right stuff and I was saying the right things. Because a few of the tracks I heard a little too like adult to play on the air.
Oh.
So I was making sure I was checking lyrics. Anyway, we're good. It's your job now, Shannon. Take us home.
Oh, okay. Well, you've been listening to the Pauly Mac Podcast. Tony Ryan, Paul Mack, Shannon Kaler saying this is 104.5 and 680 KMBR. Ta-ta. See you soon.
You've been listening to Pauly's Podcast with Pauly Mack of KNBR's Murph and Mack Morning Show. This is the KNBR Podcast Network on KNBR, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody. Pauly Mack here from the Murph and Mack Morning Show, talking to Steve Moskowitz, our good friend. Now, Steve, the ERC, the Employee Retention Credit Offer, I think there's a lot of confusion regarding who qualifies. Can you help us make some sense of the ERC?
Yes, I can. There's different ways to qualify. But what I want to caution your listeners about, a lot of people go on the internet to determine if they qualify or not. There's a lot of information on there that has changed. When this first came out, a lot of people didn't qualify. They qualify now. So the bottom line is, if you employ anybody, call us and we'll tell you if you qualify or not. And again, it's a grant. That means it's a gift. It's not a loan. It's a big deal. Don't miss out if you're qualified under these new laws.
This is exactly why we like talking to Steve Moskowitz. He's got that kind of expertise and knowledge at his fingertips, and let him help you along. You're in great hands with Steve. Call him today at 1-888-TAX-DEAL or visit him online at MoskowitzLLP.com. 1-888-TAX-DEAL or visit him online at MoskowitzLLP.com.